Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, how would you like me to pull back the curtain, let you see what's on the other side? Sometimes I think that's interesting when people do that in their, whatever it is, their podcast or their radio show or whatever, where someone just shares what's really going on in the background. I'm going to tell you a story that is kind of a drawn-out story. It might take the whole segment to do it. But I want you to hear this. And I want you to understand as we go into this story that this is not me complaining. In fact, this is a story of me not complaining. In fact, being happy that as a man that grew up with no college education, I think I had 1 or 2 years of college, and really had no career. I was a competitive bodybuilder and worked in health clubs, who has retired at 34 years of age, 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate. I've lived a really comfortable life for the last 40 years or whatever it's been since I retired, 35 years, something like that. And I want you to understand that I speak all the time about living a life of quiet desperation. And desperation, you know, it's a word I choose because it's one of those things that life throws stuff at you. And most people have to get up and go to work and get up and go to work and get up and go to work and get up and go to work. And you say, well, Del, that was 4 times you said that. That's monotonous. Why did you do that? Because that's what your life is. It's get up and go to work. Over and over and over. And then you're trying to save up a little bit of money, create a little pile for yourself. I've been there. You know, you're at the bottom, you're working, you're saving, you're working, you're saving, you're working, and then all of a sudden the world comes along and kicks your pile of money over. Just devastates you. And then you have a hard time getting to work. Something happens, disruption, you name it, sickness, illness, death in the family. And when all this goes on, you just suffer through it, and it's miserable. In many cases, it's so miserable that it's even worse than quiet desperation. It becomes screamingly loud desperation. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can build a life of passive streams of income that will allow you to be able to not live a life of quiet desperation. So I'm going to tell you the story, and I want you to understand I'm not telling it to you to complain. I'm actually telling it to you to share with you the difference between living a life of quiet desperation and living a life that's not desperate. All right? So let's start back about 5 weeks ago. About 5 weeks ago here in Houston, we had a gigantic storm. And that storm blew down 5 giant trees in my yard. It looked like the world had ended. It had, you know, just smashed up fences and big giant trees fell down and all kinds of mess. Also, my roof leaked. And so in my master bedroom, which you can't call a master bedroom anymore because it's politically not correct, so whatever it's called now, your first bedroom or the primary bedroom, whatever it is, there was a leak and the sheetrock had water coming through it. So you wake up and you go, my gosh, this is a disaster. Now, if you had to get up and go to work that day, you couldn't get on that disaster. So you might have to take off from work. If you had to take off from work, you might not get paid. You might have one of those jobs where you have to show up to get paid. When you live life where you have passive streams of income, I didn't have to get up and go to work. So there you go. All of this gets done and doesn't stretch our means by which we're living. All this gets done without us needing to take off work. That's the definition of this. Now, let's make it go one step further. Right after that happens, our annual family get-together, where we bring in all of our family members for the summer for 7 days to 10 days, whatever it was, they show up. Now, we're entertaining this family reunion type of fact, right? And while that all goes on, we get hit by a hurricane. Yeah, let's make this thing exciting. Let's just throw a hurricane on top of family reunion. And I have a 16,000 square foot home. We've got four families, five families, you know, visiting. Plenty of room, but there's no electricity, no cable. And then it proves itself out. The generator kicks on, 80,000 kilowatts, and runs straight for 5 days while the rest of the city has no electricity except for the people that have generators. We're covering a lot of interesting things. I've got a bunch of beginner stuff today that I'm going to get into a little later in the show, but I want to, before we get into that, I want to talk to you about something that I think you should be aware of. We've got this expo coming up in October. Now, you say, well, Del, this is July. Why are you talking to us about October? The reason is, at this expo, which is 4 days long, October 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, there's massive amounts of education going on and even more networking. Thousands of real estate investors. This is the largest real estate investor expo there is. Usually we have anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people there. It just depends on the year. And, you know, do you have a hurricane that week or not? Interesting stuff. But the bottom line is it's big. There will be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lead investors, which is what I call syndicators, that have been trained by us on how to put these deals together. There will be thousands of passive investors to get into these deals that will be networking there with these syndicators and lead investors. It's an incredible thing. There's speakers, all kinds of speakers. Now, I don't go out and hire the paid speakers. And the reason is because you don't really need to hear. These guys are all over the internet. They're singing their own tunes on the internet every day. You can look them up on YouTube and you can get whatever seminar they're saying or teaching or preaching. What I do is I bring in the real people. And I'll have like a all women's class where women real estate investors, you know. Then I have one that's all passive real estate investors, panels of women investors, panels of passive investors, panels of lead investors, educational classes on how to do specific single family type of stuff, specific multifamily kind of stuff. There's classes on different topics, lots of different classes. I mean, it's 4 days long. But the creme de la creme, and why I'm taking the time in the show today to explain this to you now in advance, is there are 2 days in a row that I take people out on road trips. I literally take you out in buses, and we go to apartment complexes, ones we own that we have renovated, increased the rents, decreased the expenses, and made them worth millions of dollars more. And we're going to show you what we do. The opportunity for you to sign up to be with me the whole 2 days may be sold out. I'm not sure. I think there's a few left, one or two or something. I just asked yesterday, and it didn't seem like there was very many of them. But there's an opportunity to get at least 1 day in. Get yourself on this bus tour. Now, to do that, you're going to want to be here, so you're going to need to get a room. We have blocks of rooms available. I think we have hundreds of rooms that we've set aside with different hotels locally. And by the way, this is in Irving, Texas. I didn't even tell you that, but this is Irving, Texas, October 2nd to 5th. Now, if you want to get more information on this, the way they've given me, and normally they give me a online thing to go look up, but the way they're advertising it this year is unique. And I had to actually do this to see if it works. You go to text, and you text, I think it was 88007 is what it is I think you text. In fact, let me look that up right here. I'm sure they wrote it down for me somewhere here. Yes, it's 88007 or 88. 007 is the way they want me to say it. 88007. So you put that in as like, that's what you're texting to. And then you text the word expo. Doesn't matter if it's capitalized, not capitalized. Any case is fine. Just get in expo, which is EXPO. They text you back a link. You can go and get online and check all this stuff out. You want to go to this thing, guys. If this is the only event you do this year, you want to go to the expo. There's just so much more you can see. Now, of course, I'm going to be there all 4 days. And if you, by the way, get the Platinum Pass, which you then get to go to all the networking events and all the dinners and everything I do. You can go to all the meetings, all the dinners, all the places I'm going to be. And, man, go to all the big stuff. You can get the Platinum Pass. If you don't want to, that's fine. Just come to the expo. But you should, and this is why I'm doing this today, sign up for that road trip. I'm telling you, I would not in any way, shape, or form blow this up to be bigger than what it is. I've never had a person come out of the expo, coming into the debrief. And by the way, after we go look at all these properties, we're going to debrief them. We're going to go over what we saw so you can learn. I mean, we're not going to just take you there. You're going to take you there. The owner's going to meet you guys. They're going to tell you what they did, right? And you're going to see it. They're going to be a tour. Then you get back on the bus and go to another one, do the same thing. At the end of all that, then we will meet up, and I will pull these deals up on in a big room, a convention hall room, huge room. And then we will debrief what we saw. And, of course, I like to always pick the one, have everybody vote and pick the ones they like the best, who did the best job. And so these people are out there trying to put their best foot forward for you, teaching you, helping you learn. And I'm out there the whole time explaining it to you, teaching you stuff I couldn't teach you unless you were standing with me on site somewhere. This is why I absolutely tell you, let's get there together. I want you to go to or text to 88007, 88007, and text the word expo. And it comes up. I tried it. I've never done that before, by the way. They always tell you to text things. I've never tried it. I tried it this just to see if that it actually worked before I told you to do it. But go to that 88007 text and get signed up, guys. You need to be there with me. I will spend personal time with you. It won't be me, just me up on a stage speaking to you from a stage. You will be with me walking around in close quarters, getting my 35 years of knowledge shared with you right there. Ask personal questions. Ask questions about the deal. You're going to get it all. And you spend all that time with me. Now, if you sign up for the big pass, then you'll do everything with me. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the rest of the stories I have for today. A lot of good beginner stuff. We'll be right back.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275 and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today, I'm going to take you down a little bit, a few notches to where you begin. And one of the problems that I find for many people is they believe what they have to do is replace their entire earnings in the first deal they do. And that just isn't the case. What you have to do first of all, is change your perspective of what it is you're trying to do. You're not trying to replace your entire earned income, your job, in one deal. What you're trying to do is start taking the money you have to invest and investing it in things that actually replace your income in any way, shape, or form. Because right now you've got 401k that doesn't pay you anything. You've got an IRA that doesn't pay you directly. You don't get a check in the mail each month. You've got a paid in full home that doesn't pay you anything, or a massive amount of equity in a home that doesn't pay you anything, right? Everything you do is money going out and no money is coming in. So that is the first perspective you're going to have to change. That starts at the beginning. You just have to start seeing the world in a different way. I heard one of my own radio shows the other day. It was kind of interesting. They were interviewing a young lady who said that we use the chunking method. I looked at it from the point of view. Every time I bought a rent house, it gave me a little more income, and that took care of this bill, and that took care of that bill. And when I had all my bills taken care of, my lights, my water, my electric, my mortgage payment, you know, whatever I need, insurance payment, then I was retired. So I just kept looking at each little house as somebody getting up and going to work for me so I didn't have to get up and go to work. She was interesting because she said the way they chunked it in their mind was she was worked in an emergency room, and each house they got was one less shift she had to take per month. Interesting. So she was working 5 or 6 days a week, 12-hour days in this emergency room shift. She's an emergency room nurse. And with the first rent house, they dropped it one shift, and so on and so forth. She's now down to only 3 shifts a month. Get that? Her goal is to, you know, not have to do any shifts. If you can come up with, let's say, $20,000, and that will get you to the point where you could buy a house. We're going to go out there and find a $200,000 house that we can buy for $100,000. I'm just making up numbers right now, just to give you an idea so you can, on the radio, visualize it. We buy that $200,000 house for $100,000 because it's in bad repair. People selling it are distressed. And we buy that for $100,000, just round numbers. That house needs $50,000 in repairs. And if we do those $50,000 worth of repairs, that house now has an after-repaired value of $200,000. It's only worth $100,000 right now. We can get it for $100,000, but it's going to be worth $200,000 after we renovate it. Now, if you were to do this not knowing what we do, you would have to go buy that for $100,000 and put 20% down. That'd be $20,000. You need $50,000 to renovate it. That'd be $70,000, and you need $10,000 in closing costs. You'd have to come out of your pocket $80,000 to do this, or more if you try to pay cash for it. So what we're doing is completely different. We're going to a hard money lender that we've cultivated over 35 years of doing this, and they're lending us 75% of the total after-repaired value. So the after-repaired value is $200,000. We can borrow $150,000. That allows us to buy it and renovate it on borrowed money. All we need to come up with is the closing costs, which is like $10,000. And so you can get into one of these deals if the numbers line up. Now, if the numbers don't line up quite that tight, then maybe you have to come out of pocket $15,000, maybe $20,000. The average is between $10,000 and $20,000, but we tell people just round about $25,000 is pretty good. Guarantee you're going to be able to buy a house with that. So why? Why do that? Well, there's many, many reasons why we do it. First of which is captured equity. We bought a house that we now own that's worth $200,000. We paid $150,000 for it. $100,000 to buy it, $50,000 to renovate it. We just made $50,000. On a $25,000 investment, guys, that's a 200% return instantly within 1 year. Boom, there you go. Secondly, you've got a cash flow anywhere from $200 to $500 a month, depending on what it is, on the deal. And so now you've got cash flow coming in, first time ever that you got a check in the mail. Instead of you sending money away, money's coming to you. You're paying down a mortgage. You're not, the tenant is. They're paying down a mortgage. And you're creating equity by mortgage reduction. A gentleman asked me, he said, I have an opportunity to buy a subject to, which I'll explain to you what that means in a minute, property. I never really hear anybody in LU buying houses subject to. Just wanted your opinion. My only concern is the bank may call the note because the rate is so low. This would eat up all of my cash flow in this case. Well, the bottom line is that what a subject to loan is that somebody else has a loan in place, and you want to keep that loan in place and just take over the payments for these people. The concept here behind this for years was that, you know, supposedly the banks would never call the notes. In fact, they had all kinds, there's people that teach all kinds of tricks on how not to let the bank know that you've got it subject to whatever, et cetera. And in this particular case, the guy's got a deal here that makes sense under these terms. It says it's the property after repaired value is $300,000. The loan balance is $249,000. Let's just say $250,000. The rate on the interest is 3.5, which is very good. That's a fixed rate loan. Out of pocket would be $25,000. So he's really paying $275,000 for a $300,000 home. So there's that 100% captured equity I was talking about. PITI, which is principal, interest, taxes, insurance, the mortgage payment is $1,950. And it would rent for $2,400. So he'd be making $450 a month positive cash flow. So there again is the $450,000. So, Dell, what do you think of this? And I said there's a couple things. On the surface, this looks like an okay deal, but here's my reservations. There's two of them. Number one, you're buying a house that is going to be worth $300,000, which, like I said, is the median price now. I've always bought homes that were a little bit less expensive than that, you know, $200,000 and below, $225,000, $250,000 and below. I'd like to stay below the median price, but irrespective of that, $300,000 is a median price. That's right there in where everybody lives, right? The challenge is, with interest rates now being up around 6, 6.5, whatever they are, if the bank found out that this loan had been assumed, it would be highly likely that they would call this note, in my mind, because they want to get out of that 3.5% interest rate. They want to get a higher amount of money for their money. They want a higher return. And I think in that particular case, this deal has that risk involved with it. Secondly, in most of these cases, and I asked this gentleman, I said, do you have the money to pay this cash if they call the note? Because you're going to need to immediately refinance this thing or pay cash to get rid of that note. And he didn't really answer that. He just said, I didn't do the deal, is what he said. So I don't know if he had the cash to do it or not. But the bottom line, what you have to realize is that although this thing is financed for $250,000 at 3.5, if you had double that, if you had 6.5 interest rate, this house may not qualify to finance, right? Because he's not buying it on a hard money loan. He's buying it on a Fannie Mae loan, which he has to go back out there and get it appraised. And he has to have 20% down on it, right? So 20% of this would be 60, and it only appraised for 240. And it's $249,000. So that's the problem with the subject too. If it never got called, he'd be fine. If he had the ability to pay cash and pay it off at the time, he'd be okay. But if you don't have the cash to pay it off, that's a little bit more, it's a riskier situation, to say the least. Let's see what this next one says here. Oh, yeah, here's an old guy that wants to do a reverse mortgage. I think he's like 70 years old or something like that. You have to be. Oh, no, he's 81 years young. I am presently 81 years young. And I would like to do a reverse mortgage and get as much money as I can. You never pay it back in your lifetime. That's what I was telling him. I would tell him to go ahead and do it. He said, I'd like to do a reverse mortgage. I owe $600,000 on my house. It's worth $3 million. I don't know how much they'll lend you on a reverse mortgage. I think there's a limit to it. But what is a reverse mortgage? Reverse mortgage is where they'll make you a deal to refinance your house and give you all the equity, that whatever percentage of the equity they'll give you. And I don't think they'll go up to $3 million. It's probably a limit of $1 or $2 million, something like that. And then you never pay a payment on it. So immediately you're living in a house you don't have payments on. This guy's got payments on $600,000. That would get rid of the payments. That's a great thing in and of itself. And then he would have whatever cash he could pull out to go buy properties, whether it be single family houses or if he wanted to buy a small apartment complex or if he wanted to be passive. At 81 years old, I probably want to be passive myself. And so he can create more cash flow. So say, Del, why don't you do it on your house, right? I can't because my wife is very young, and both husband and wife have to be over 62. I got 7-8 years here before my wife's going to be that old. So I can, you know, you married the young ones, you got to live like the young ones. But this reverse mortgage thing for people that age is a very, very good thing to look into. I don't do them at my mortgage company, but they're out there. They're good to do. Next question says, look, I received a notice that I owe $3,000 to renew my membership. And the answer is no, you don't have to pay to renew your membership. You only renew your membership when you want to, right? Now, she's got an upgraded membership, which is full consulting services, right? She's got the top end. So you don't have to renew. You don't ever lose your membership if you want to come back. So she said she's invested in a lot of deals. Her money's tied up, and there's no need for her to get any more consulting at this point until those deals come to fruition and they get sold and she gets her money back and has to go back and make new decisions. And so I told her, don't worry about it. You know, take some time off. Enjoy the return that you get. When they sell and you get all your capital gains, then come back and see us again. Now, a lot of people stay renewed. And I'll tell you why they do that. Because they like their friends here. They want to stay close to them. And I understand that too. So if you just want to hang out with us, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.